Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 30 regarding Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Jarkonah, J-A-R-K-O-N-A-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Jarkonah as described in my report of 3-17-20. She is now a 60-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 4-2-19. Period. She did not undergo any surgery on the knee. Period. In 2021, she saw Dr. Zook, who gave her injections with temporary relief. Period. She denies any previous injuries to the involved areas. Period. She admits that in 2020 she was involved in a motor vehicle accident when she was rear-ended. Period. She injured her neck and back and received chiropractic treatment for this. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, the petitioner received an order approving settlement on 6-6-20. Period. She then filed a motion for modification of that award. Period. New paragraph. On 10-20-21, she was seen by Dr. Zook for an initial evaluation relative to her knee. Period. He noted she had a tear at the lateral meniscus confirmed by MRI. Period. She declined surgical intervention at that time, although it was recommended. Period. She denied any recurrent injuries to the knee and continued to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. He diagnosed tear of the lateral meniscus as well as synovitis, transient synovitis of the right knee. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zook on 12-20-21. Period. The injection dissipated her pain at least 50%. Period. She is otherwise able to carry out her normal activities and job essentials. Period. She again declined surgical intervention and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 11-23-21, she was seen by a rheumatologist named Dr. Patel, having last been seen in April 2019. Period. She actually scratched that. It's the wrong patient. Physical exam. Extremities lower. It was an old, irregular, hyperpigmented scar on the left shin, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was guarded from 0 to 50 degrees when supine. When prone, and 60 degrees when supine. Period. Motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Many muscle tests went 5-5 for resisted right hamstring and hamstring and quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right patella, as well as medial and lateral joint lines, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly and declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. New paragraph. Impressions and analysis. Beatrice Jarkonah was injured at work on 4-2-19 as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. Period. She then applied for a review of that award. Period. New paragraph. She was seen in that regard by Dr. Zook on 10-20-21, period. Corticosteroid injection was administered for transient synovitis. Paratici responded well to this and last saw him on 12-20-21. Paired in the paragraph, the current exam once again found the petitioner to be markedly obese, period. She had guarded range of motion about the right knee. Period, there was tenderness to palpation about the right knee, but provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and did not have a limp. Period, she did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, new paragraph, my assessment of permanency is the same as will be marked in my prior report. Period. End.